Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Smith, 9188. Today is the 20th, 1/20/22. Chief complaints. Cough, number one. Congestion, number two. Shortness of breath, number three. Weakness, number four. Dizziness, severe, number five. Nausea and vomiting, number six. Tachycardia, number seven. Palpitation, number eight. Wheezing, number nine. Not feeling well, number 10. Sugar out of control, number 11. Weight loss of 33 pounds since COVID started. Our patient is a 33-year-old, non-vaccinated gentleman with history of COVID-19 since the 3rd. He's been in the emergency room twice. He was told he had COVID complication, but he didn't know he has pneumonia, period. He's tachycardic. His oxygen saturation is within normal limits, but his chest x-ray today shows bilateral pneumonia, period. He also didn't know he was a diabetic. At one time, he got Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, but thought it was just for weight loss. His blood sugar is 333 in face of Decadron. He has sleep apnea, but he's not using his CPAP. He was morbidly obese, weighed 290 pounds, has lost 33 pounds. He knows very little about his medical condition and why he's on the medication that he's on, which I think has definitely played a role in the way he's been feeling and his COVID has been dealt with. Allergy, none. Medication, he takes citalopram, allopurinol. He takes vitamin D3, B12, colchicine. Ozempic recently has been on Z-Pak, Decadron, Phenagan for nausea and vomiting, metoclopramide for nausea and vomiting, diabetic gastroparesis. Perfect. And a slew of other medications that he has received off and on from the emergency room, including cough medication, and Z-Pak and Decadron, which he's finishing up at this time. I'm not so sure if he's really taking these medications because he's very poor historian and not trustworthy when it comes to taking medications. Medical problems, diabetes, depression, history of gout, surgery, no surgery, social, he drinks very little, he doesn't smoke, he's a contractor for the railroad, he's not married but lives with his girlfriend who also has COVID, allergy, non-family history, positive for colon cancer, diabetes, he's never been worked up for a colonoscopy, which needs to happen ASAP after he gets over his COVID. I've discussed this with him at length today. Vaccination, no vaccination, of course. He weighs 261 pounds, lost 35 pounds, or 297%. 98.2, 16, 112, 89 over 50. Heart, tachycardic. Lungs, ronchi, few wheezes. Abdomen, soft. TM, red. Posterior pharynx, red, inflamed. Neurological, non-focal. Lower extremity, one plus trace to one plus edema. Calves, tender. Thigh, tender. Arms, tender to touch. Neck, copious lymphadenopathy. Number one, as far as his COVID is concerned, his COVID-19 is negative, but he still has chest x-ray consistent with bilateral pneumonia, which clinically may be improving, but the chest x-ray may be lagging behind. Number two, finish the antibiotics that he's on at this time. Number three, rocephinogram now. Number four, avoid more steroids in face of blood sugar of 335. Number five, get a glucometer. Number six, check blood sugars two, three times a day before meals. Next number, bring your sugars to us in 2-3 days or go see your PCP. Number seven, finish your antibiotics and Decadron. Next number, must take care of your blood sugar. Next number, albuterol inhaler added to his regimen. Next number, resume CPAP, which I think is a lifeline for this gentleman with sleep apnea, morbid obesity, and multiple other issues. Next number, must be rechecked in 2-3 days. Next number, is not able to go back to work given his condition, even though his COVID-19 test is negative. Next number, is long discussion with patient regarding his findings. Next number, because of his leg pain and arm pain, we looked at his ultrasound and Doppler studies of his upper and lower extremities, which were negative for DVT, negative for PVD, but he's going to take aspirin one a day for the next 10 days. Next number, as far as his vertigo, we looked at his carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, in face of diabetes, nausea, vomiting, we looked at his gallbladder, no stones were found. Next number, he does have what looks like BPH, mild BPH on the ultrasound. Next number, his echocardiogram, which was done because of his Tachycardia shows RVH consistent with sleep apnea. Must use CPAP regularly. Next one is copious amount of lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Thank you. Next number of patient is to follow up with us as soon as possible.